Welcome everyone to Banquet of Books. Today is April 14th, 2024. My name is Joni Leonard. I'm the facilitator of Banquet, and I welcome everybody that comes in here. It's so good that people want to read and share books with each other. Our next meeting will be May 12th. I always want to get the next meeting in.
Mother's Day.
So, yeah, I guess it is Mother's Day. So, you're welcome to come, or if you are busy that day with your mom, God bless her and God bless you, and if you still have a mom or children, that's great. I don't. Anyway,
you have me.
Yes, my dear sister Judy, who is with us now. And so I am going to, how many people do we have, Alan?
Oh.
13, I think, Joni. I lost count.
Okay, I don't want to take too long with this book, but it's called The Quiet Tenant.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Does somebody have their jaws on or something?
Yeah, I just came in. Yay!
Okay, well, shut it off, please. Or mute it. And I didn't say that I like our reports to be 3 to 5 minutes. No long 10-page book report. Just a very brief synopsis. Okay, so the book that I read for Banquet is called The Quiet Tenant. It's 116945, and the author is, oh God, I can't remember her name. Oh dear. I memorize everything, you know, I can't remember this stuff. Sorry, guys. Maybe somebody can look it up for me. Anyway, this book is about the reason why it's called, it's about this man named Aiden Thomas lives in a town, and everyone in town thinks he's wonderful. They think he is just the most fabulous, helpful. He's always there when people need him. But what they don't know,
Joni, I got the name of the author.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What is it?
Clements, C as in cat, L, E, with a little accent over it. C-L-E-M as in Mary, E-N as in Nancy, C-E, Laments, M as in Mary, I, C as in cat, H as in Harry, A-L-L-O-N.
Right. Thank you very much, Judy. What people don't realize is that he likes to kill women. He's a serial killer. He's killed 8 women so far. And he grabs this woman. She's in her 20s. And he grabs her off the street, throws her into his truck, and takes her to this place where there are no neighbors, no nothing. At least she can't see them because she's blindfolded. Anyway, he puts her into a shed. And when I first started this book, I didn't know how it was going to be, but it is very, very, very good. I really liked it. I didn't expect to, but I did, and it's really a good read. Now, Carla Hayes would not like this book because there's violence, there's torture, there's stuff that she does not like. But if you like Shelley and my sister and me, you'll love it.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess now, I think I gave you all the information. It's 10 hours and 50 minutes. Okay, Alan, can you call on the next person? Alan, are you here?
Well, if you don't mind, Joni, I can start.
Okay, thanks, Sherry.
I've got two books. I'll go quickly. The first one is Ford County by John Grisham, and the DB number 69982. 69982. I've liked everything I've read by John Grisham, and I haven't read all of his. This is a book of short stories, and it's probably the least favorite of the ones I've read. The first story was just kind of crazy. This guy gets injured and at work and flown to a hospital in Memphis, and he needs blood. So two of his friends from his hometown, I forget where they were, decide to drive up and donate blood. They pick up another friend who is an alcoholic and insists they stop and get a few six packs of beer, which they drink on their way while they're driving up there, almost get caught by the police. They get to Memphis, decide to go to a strip show before they go to the hospital because we have our priorities. And then they realize later they don't know which hospital he's in. So they just choose one at random, and they get there and they realize they don't know his last name. One of them thinks his last name is Bailey, but that's his first name. So it's just kind of stupid. And maybe he was trying to be funny, but I just found myself rolling my eyes. But if you can get past that, when the rest of the stories are better, but it's not one of the best books. The second one I have is called Dead Mountain, a Nora Kelly story by Douglas Preston. And Lee Child was not given credit on this one, just Douglas Preston. It's DB 116358. Now, this has to be based on a real story that happened in Russia in 1959. Nine campers just disappeared in the middle of winter. And when the investigation started, it was really odd because they had cut their way out of the tent instead of leaving by the entrance. Four of them are found nearby dead by hypothermia, and they also have burns on them. And a couple are found crushed to death, which is really odd. And then a couple of them are missing. And that really happened in Russia, and they've never figured out what's happened. The investigation of this crime is really interesting, and they do come up with an answer in this book. There's lots of different theories, and it's a complicated explanation. And it was really interesting. I was a little disappointed because what's so often happens in some of these books is at the end, some of the women's lives were in danger and men have to swoop in to save them, which was a little eye rolling. And also they did something stupid by removing some things to a different location, which made no sense. I'm not even a police person. And I knew that was kind of made me take it down a couple of stars in my rating, but it was interesting enough that if you like mysteries, this was an interesting one. And that's all I have. Oh, I do have one more that I'll just mention quickly, and I won't say anything more about it, but it's our own David Fauché's book is on Fauché. Sorry, David. I always get that screwed up. It's Across Two Novembers, and it's just showed up on BARD. It's in full length instead of just selections.
Yikes.
And it's DB 116. 992, and it is an awesome book. We covered it in Fictional the New years ago. Most of us
Hmm.
read it on Bookshare because the full version was not available on Bard, just selections. I rarely read anything, memoirs about blind people or books about blind people, but I did this one because we were doing it in a book club, and it was awesome. It's long, but it's a can't put it down. It's just really interesting. And you can read a few chapters in between other books if you choose to. It's really good. I highly recommend it.
Who's the
David, you did
bard
a great job.
narrator? Who's the bard narrator?
I have no
Gary
idea.
Tipton.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with getting it on board. I did not, and I did not pay Sherry for that
No, he
plug.
did not.
That's nice.
And I had nothing to do. I thought getting the selections from Across Two Novembers read professionally and chopping it down to about one third of what the book was would be enough. And Missouri kindly put it up for me. I was very surprised NLS did it. I don't know who did that, but I hope the book, people like the book and find it of some use. It's full of book reviews too.
It's on my wish list. I can't wait.
Thank you
So
so
the
much.
so the M Missouri was the one that recorded it for Bard?
No, I had to pay somebody 700
Okay.
bucks and I got him for cheap. The guy's name is Adam Barr and he's on his way professionally. I caught him at his very beginning and
Oh,
he did it. And I
good.
did
Nice.
the intro. I do my own preface on the book. So you actually hear me for 2 minutes, which is about enough. And that's the selections, the abridged book. And so that's how come. And Missouri was nice enough. Louisiana couldn't put it up for me. They don't have the software. A friend of mine knew Missouri could do it. And so he linked us up.
Nice. Well, good. That's great.
Congratulations, David.
Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
congratulations. That's a great accomplishment.
Thank you so very much.
It
All right. So do I get to
is.
call on somebody now, Joni?
Yes.
I
Yeah.
apologize. I've been busy trying to cut a check for our loan guy. So, all right. All right, let's see. Stephen D. Bird.
Oh, David. Congrats, man. I am definitely going to be looking at that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am here. I read I'm Glad My Mom's Dead, and I'm reading Behind the Gate, The Girl Behind the Gates. I come in here more for suggestions, and I will say one thing about Joni, this banquet of books, 99.9, we have a book club at Perkins, and I go in there and 99.9% of the time, I throw a book out and they read it and they enjoy it. So I am just happy to be a part of this process because I don't know what the hell to read. You know, there's so many books out there, and you know, absolutely, David, I would probably never have thought of your book, but you're on LLS. Welcome to the club because I am too, and I am definitely going to be looking at that, and I think it's awesome. And I love Banquet of Books, and I just think it's really awesome. We have people that love to read. I mean, I wish we had 48-hour days. You know, we need more time to read.
That's
And
so true.
done. And
And
that was not a 10-page book report, right?
nope.
But
No.
but seriously, I
I am
appreciate books that I've read here, and it's just so freaking awesome. And I'll just leave it there.
and
Very
I'm
nice.
honored to have authors come into Banquet. It's a great honor for me to welcome at least two authors. I don't know if anyone else is here. Oh, Allison, of course. So, three authors. I am very honored to have you, and I'm very glad that you come in to my banquet. Okay. I've authored several memos on how tax law applies to certain situations. So does
Well,
that count?
we don't like authors like
Back off. Back off.
I'm still looking for more books with accountants in them, Alan.
They're the best characters.
Oh, and
So
Sally is an author too, and I didn't mention her.
Cool.
Oh my
Yeah.
goodness.
And so is De and Deanna's an author too. So
Yeah.
we got them all over the place. Yeah. Very,
Yeah.
very good comments, Stephen. Very, very good comments. Yeah. Reading is great. So anyway, okay. So
I'll call on the next person then. Joni, you have any other comments before I call on the next person?
No, you can just call up.
Shelley Kane. Do you have murder and torture you can share with us too, like Joni did?
Ellen, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to mute, guys. My dog was barking, and I wanted to be respectful of everybody here. Okay, I'll be quick. I've got two books. Try to make it under 5 minutes. The first book is on Bard. It's called Survive the Night by Riley Sager, Sager. It came out in 2021. It's about 9 hours and some odd minutes long. Savannah Gilmore is the narrator. She does a terrific job. So the premise of the book is it's a college girl, and her name is Charlie, and her roommate was murdered by a serial killer. And she wants to go back. She's having trouble dealing with the girl being murdered. And she's there by herself and wants to go back home to her aunt's house. She lost her parents, I think, and wants to go back home to her aunt's house in Ohio, where she came from. So she put up on a board looking for someone that I could ride with who's on their way back to Ohio or who's going near there that could drop her off. And this guy, Josh, responds to her ad, and she takes him up on his offer. And now, I would never do this, but, it's unrealistic. I would never do a thing like this. But anyway, she does. And it just goes throughout, the book goes throughout her riding in the car with Josh. And as you're going along, you're seeing two strangers intertwined. And as you're going along, you're going to feel like it's Josh that is the serial killer, because he keeps asking questions about Madison's murder. And as they're going along, you're starting to get even more freaked out by this. You'll be from this start to finish of this book, you're going to be on the edge of your seat. There's like thousands of twists and turns in this book. You're going to never see the ending coming. And I don't want to tell you what it is in case you decide to read this book. Let me just say one thing. You'll think it is Josh, but that's all I'm going to say. It is not him. That's all I will say. So hopefully that'll get your reading.
We read that in another book group too.
I didn't think I joined you guys yet. I came in 2022. Now for my second. Let me give you the DB number, guys. Sorry about that. It's 103845. Now for my second book. Somebody want to say something? Oh, okay. My second book is on Audible. It came out in 2022. It's by Jamie. It's called The Souls, S-O-U-L-S, The Souls of Lost Lake. It's a little over 13 hours long. It's on Audible. They've only got one book by this author on Bard. I don't know why. But anyway, the author's name is Jamie. They spell it weird. It's J-A-I-M-E. Space, and then the middle name is Joe, J-O. The last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. The narrator was Catherine Markey. I've never read anything by her, but she did a pretty good job. So the book is basically, it's under romance, romantic, suspense, thriller. So what happens is it goes back and forth a lot. This girl, Ren, her name is Ren Blythe. And it starts out in the North Woods. It's a place called Temptress Creek. I don't know if it's a fake name. I don't know if it's real. But anyway, she starts out, she's, running a day camp, and her family, and there's other, her boyfriend and friends of the family. They're all running a day camp. And a little girl goes missing who is in the day camp. So as you're reading this book, you're going to see back with Blythe, with Ren, how she is going about trying to find this little girl. And when she's in the woods, she goes to this other cabin. Now this is now, and then you're going to go back to like 20 or 1930, where Ava Kuntz, you hear the ghost stories of Ava Kuntz coming out of the woods. Her family was killed and she's coming out with an axe. So you actually think that she did something with her family, and you're going to come to find out that she didn't. And I'm not going to tell you more about that scenario, but it goes back and forth between Ren and Ava and how their stories intertwine, and they both find out things about themselves that you're not going to see coming. And they do end up finding a little girl. I won't say who actually did it. You're going to think something very sinister is going on. You're going to think it is a ghost story. All I will say, it is not. From start to finish, you will be riveted to your seat. So that's really, you know, all I don't want to say too much more because it might give away, you know, what really happened. So, but it was a pretty entertaining read.
Do you have the DB on that?
It's Audible. It's through Audible. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
fine. Yep.
And Sally, I will say that Riley Sager book that she mentioned does not have any snakes in it.
I knew you were going to say that.
It does not. No.
No, no, but anyway. It isn't the sort of book you would enjoy, I don't think.
No, no, Sally. No. Not. No, she wouldn't, no. She definitely dark. Wouldn't. She definitely yeah. would not he's enjoy. Yes. She wouldn't yeah. enjoy the other one either, the Souls of Lost Lake. But Joni would, everybody who likes suspense fiction would love
he
it.
He wrote so. A creepy one about a New York City apartment. I forget the name of it. It's the only one I've read, and he's creepy.
Oh, that's a terrific yeah, book, Lock yeah, Every Door. I'll be talking about that yeah. one probably next meeting. But yes, oh my gosh, yes.
Creepy.
Okay.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yep.
Michelle Bernstein.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I absolutely loved David's memoir. He was kind enough to join us at Fiction Elder New. What year did your book come out, David? Do you remember?
Yeah, the book came out in 2018.
2018. So I think I know we had you in December, and I'm going to guess it was December 2018. And we had such a nice discussion about, you know, all of it. It really, you know, he has so many interesting interests. And you get a great sense of his life, and it's very positive, and it's a lot about books. And, you know, it's a long book, but it doesn't feel like a long book.
It's got a lot of food in it, too, doesn't it? A lot of food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay her either.
Yeah. I mean, I felt David could have been a professional food critic because he really, really knows his food. I mean, he knows what he's eating. He knows all the ingredients. I was very, very impressed with that. So, you know, it's a really wonderful book. I was delighted too when it came on board. I thought it was the condensed version. I didn't realize it was the whole book. So that's even better. I think the condensed version came on earlier, right? Is that right, David?
Yes, in 2020. Yeah.
Right. That's what I thought. So this was great, actually. So if you haven't read it, Across Two Novembers by David Fauché, is that right, Fauché?
Yes. Okay, I was good. So floored okay. that board has the original.
My many years of studying French finally paid off for something. So that was good. But anyway, I'll quickly just mention two books. The first one is by Carolyn Leavitt, which is Leavitt. She's written a lot of books. She's been writing for years and years. This is her most recent book called Days of Wonder. And it's about a young woman. Her name is Ella. And she just got out of prison. I think she's about 22 years old. And she was sent to prison as a 15-year-old, sentenced as an adult, for attempted murder of her boyfriend's father, who was a very prominent judge. And she comes out of prison and she wants to restart her life. First, she goes home with her mom. And her mom has a very interesting backstory because she was part of the Orthodox Jewish community and she had been raped and she became pregnant with Ella. And because this happened to her, they cast her out of the community. So she had to kind of make her own way through life. And she has this sewing ability and she becomes a seamstress. And then Ella kind of takes a very dramatic turn and she decides to take this job, which I won't mention because it'll spoil everything, sort of across the country. And it sort of goes on from there. So the book is divided amongst three different narrators, which I really like. One plays Ella, one plays Helen, her mother, and then one plays Jude, her boyfriend. So you have, you know, different people doing the different characters. And I think it really adds to the story. So there's a couple of moments that you'll be like, this story is a little implausible here and there. But overall, it was pretty good. The second book, I love old Hollywood. I like old movies. I like old movie stars. So a book came out a month or two ago called Can't We Be Friends? And there's two authors. A lot of these historical books have two authors now. One is Eliza Knight and the other is Denise S. Bryce. Bryce, thank you. I knew somebody would know that.
I reviewed it for Library Journal the other day.
Oh, did you? Oh, yes, okay. I'll have to email you and get your comments.
Yeah. Who knew Marilyn and Ella were friends?
Yeah, it was very interesting. So Ella Fitzgerald, the famous singer, and Marilyn Monroe, the famous movie star, were friends in real life. And it didn't sound to me like that much was known about their friendship, David. You might have had a different spin, but it sounded like, you know, they did as much research as they could. And it started out that Marilyn Monroe wrote Ella Fitzgerald a fan letter, and then she kept writing to her, and then Ella wrote back, and then they became friends. And it was a very interesting friendship because they kind of spent a lot of time together, just the two of them, like in each other's homes or sometimes in a restaurant, things like that. But at that time in the 1950s, it wasn't as common for white women and black women to be out together, to be friends in public. So it was, but they were great friends, you know, from the story. And I knew a lot about Marilyn Monroe. I kind of know her whole backstory. But I didn't know that much about Ella Fitzgerald. And even though we don't really find out that much about her early life, we find out a lot about her life. And she led a really interesting life. There's one incident that I remember in particular where she took her jazz troupe to England to perform at, I don't know, wherever, you know, some famous place there. And when they got off the plane, they decided that they take all these black people and put them in a special room and search them and whatever. And the manager, who was white, you know, said, you know, guess what? We could just turn around and go home. We were invited here. We don't need to stay here. And then the supervisor came in and everything got straightened out. But she had all of these incidents of racism that happened to her throughout her life. And she was a very, she was a really interesting character, a good character. And I really, really liked the story actually very much. So I don't know how much is true. I think some of it might've been a little bit imagined. But supposedly the two of them were going to make an album together called Friends. And that is true. But they never did. So anyway, maybe David has a word that he wanted to share about that story, and I'd be interested to hear your take on it.
Oh, I agree with what you were saying. What I found a bit disconcerting, though, is that Ella's voice is in first person present tense, which gives it a sense of immediacy, where Marilyn is third person present tense, which made it sound slightly distant. Those were things that stuck out to me. The narrators were interesting, though the narrator for Ella does not in any way sound like Ella. I listened to an interview with Ella on YouTube, and I wish they had matched the narrators closer. The one for Marilyn is a little bit closer and does Marilyn rather well. And that's about all I would add to what you said.
Yeah, well, the narrator, Karen Chilton, who did Ella, is actually a jazz singer. And
oh,
I think
she's good.
Why,
oh.
And I think, so I think that's why they picked her, because she's okay. A narrator, jazz, but I think she has a similar background.
Okay.
So I was kind of wondering what Ella Fitzgerald sounded like, too. Yeah. So I same thing as you. But I think that's why they actually picked her. And I'll just say one more thing, and then I'll shut up, is if you're at all interested in Marilyn Monroe, and you've never read Joyce Carol Oates' book, Blonde, that is a phenomenal, phenomenal book. It's so long. It must be like 800 pages, but it goes through her whole life. And it's just fascinating. And Joyce Carol Oates is such a great author, really did a tremendous job with that book. It's very, very absorbing. But anyway, thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Big Bad John Bollier.
I'll be very brief. I've been reading quite a few of these books called Sullivan's Crossing novels, and you can't tell from one to the other, you know, as to, it seems like new people all the way around, and there's no connection to any of the stories, but it is good. It is good reading, and it's done by Robin Carr, and it was in four volumes in Braille, and it's BR22580, and this one was pretty much about a woman who had her sister had a child and got ill and passed away. And so she ended up bringing up the little girl And she was a teacher, and then she became a writer and traveled the world. And the little girl ended up in medicine and whatnot. And anyway, they lived in the Chicago area, but both of them didn't really want to stay there. So the girl moved to this area near Sullivan's Crossing. And of course, her aunt ended up following, and her aunt fell in love with Sally. great story. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
So is Sullivan's Crossing the name of a town, or does he actually cross different stuff?
It's a small area. I don't know if you'd call it a town or. But there are all kinds of towns around there, and but and there's so many different stories that she does on this crossing area. Anyway,
thank you.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you, sir.
Can we let Judy go now?
Judy, say again. Book?
Judy's got a book to discuss. Go ahead, Judy.
Believe it or not, I do.
Oh, my heart.
I know. And I have another book I read, but I'm not telling you about it yet. Anyway.
Say that for next time, yeah.
This is called The Housemate. And don't get it confused with The Housemaid. This is Housemate, Housemate, by C, as in cat, her first initial. Or could be a guy, too. You never know. C, period, L, period, Pattison, P-A-T-T-I-S, as in Sam, O-N, Pattison. And it is, I read this on Audible, but Joni said she thinks she read it on Bookshare, so it may be on Bookshare. But I'm really enjoying Audible. I really enjoyed this book. And these two women, Megan and Chloe, found the perfect house, and then they decided to add another person. And they've been friends for a long time, and they interview people, and they find a person. Her name is Sammy, and she seems to be the perfect person, and they're hoping that she'll be a good friend. But you never know who you're going to invite into your home. And it says here, but once she's in, she's here to stay. And it's very, very good. There are a lot of twists and turns. There are a lot of secrets. And you're not quite sure exactly what's happening at all times. But there's a surprise ending. Of course, I'm not going to tell you about it. I really enjoyed it. It was released March 21st from 2019. And it's narrated by Polly Etzel, and it says, and one more. So I don't know who one more is. Jasmine Blackborough. I just found out. Anyway, it was a very good book. Twists and turns make it very interesting. And I was shocked at the end. So I definitely suggest you read this if you have time.
Very good.
You may give me the author and title again, please.
The title is The Housemate. H O U S as in Sam, E M A T as in Tom, E. Housemate. The author
is capital C, capital L, period, capital P, as in Paul, A-C-T-I, S as in Sam, O-N. And it's 8 hours and 20 minutes.
Thanks.
And it flew by. You're welcome. It flew by. I really enjoyed it.
I like books that fly by.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Judy. Pattinson.
You're
welcome. I spell like the guy that, what's that guy much. That there's an actor named Robert Pattinson, the guy that plays in the I don't know, Michelle had to fill us in.
Twilight. Anyway. Twilight series, Alan.
Yeah, the Twilight series. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Oh, and he also played Cedric Diggory in the Harry Potter A Goblet of Fire thing. Okay. Jana Luttrell.
Okay. Probably some of you have read this book. It's called Pardonable Lies by Jacqueline Winspear. So it's J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. Winspear is W-I-N-S-P-E-A-R. And the number is DB67865. This is the third book in the Maisie Dobbs mystery series. She is a psychologist and an investigator, and these books take place after World War I. Maisie is hired in this book by a man whose wife has just died, and the wife believes that their son, who was supposed to have been killed in World War I, is actually still alive. So Maisie Dobbs goes to France and where his plane went down to investigate whether he's still alive or not. So these stories are not fast-paced mysteries. They unwind very slowly, and her books are really kind of a story within a mystery, and I think their stories very well told. So it's Pardonable Lies by Jacqueline Winspear. And that's all I have.
Very nice.
Thank you so much, Jana. And I'd like to know where I can get a chronological listing of the Maisie Dobbs series.
Go ahead, sorry.
You can find them on a couple of websites, Fantastic Fiction, but go ahead, Sherry.
I was going to say, too, I have a website I use that I can send you a link to. I can't recall the name right now because it's just listed in my favorites. But do you have email, Joni?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll send you a link to it, and you just type in the author's name or the series name, and it brings up the series.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Sharon. Well, Alan has my email address, and
okay.
I wish I could give it to you over the phone. But
that's okay. I'll get it from Alan. No problem.
And I wish I could give it to you over the phone, too. But, hey, so we have to look stuff up these days.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Deanna Noriega.
Okay. I'm not sure whether I mentioned this one last time or not, because I have to find ones that are not part of one of the other book clubs. but it's called Circe by Madeline Miller, and it's designated as historical fiction, but it's also listed as fantasy. So I don't know which one you want, but it is the story of the goddess Circe, who is the daughter of Helios. And in this book, they have both the Greek and the Roman gods being different entities. And so she's Helios's daughter. She's grows up in his court as kind of despised by both her parents. Her mother is a nymph. And her mother doesn't see any potential in this child because she doesn't have enough of the Greek god in her. She's something different. And so she's mistreated. She falls in love with a mortal. She finds that she does have a gift that's different from either what the nymphs have and what the full-blown gods have. And she's banished when she strikes out at those who want to hurt her. And that's how she ends up on the island where Odysseus and his gang come showing up. And her gift is the ability to transform creatures that want to do her harm. And her favorite one is pigs. So it's an interesting book because it's told from her point of view. And it's kind of got some elements of feminism in it because she doesn't want to be what everybody wants her to be. And the DB number is 90711. Oh, sorry about the feedback loop. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the first book. The second book I had was, let's see. I've lost where I was. Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. And the DB number on that one is 87829. And this is an unusual book in that it's about a woman who exhibits some areas of mental illness in that she's OCD. She works in an office. She's worked there since she got out of high school. And at work, she's kind of the butt of a lot of jokes because of her OCD behavior. But she is turning 30 and she wants to make changes. She wants to have a more normal relationship. And so she falls in love with an inappropriate person. And she makes friends and various things happen to her. And at the end, it does end positively, but it's not, there's a lot of humor things in it as she struggles to be more like other people and gets it all wrong. It's a good psychological study of mental illness. And character building and succeeding despite circumstances that are bizarre. And it's also funny because of the things that happen to her as she tries to be more like other people.
Yeah, I agree. Eleanor Oliphant really was fine. I enjoyed that. I read it a few years ago. So an excellent book.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good book, especially if you like characters that are complicated and interesting.
I don't think there were any accountants in it, however. It could have been better.
She did have a little bit of a tendency to keep track of things.
right, yes.
And it actually got her promotion because she was actually good at her job.
Yes, yeah. I really liked the character. It was well done, so. Okay, is that it?
Yes, just those are my two.
Thank you. Thank you,
Deanna. Thank you, Deanna.
David Fauchet.
Hello. Alan, don't feel bad. I think one of the earliest cuneiform tablets from ancient Sumeria was a list of items in a warehouse. So he must have been an accountant of some kind or bookkeeper who was doing that. So you're in good company.
Yeah, actually, yeah, outstanding.
And one of you mentioned Twilight. Stephanie Meyer needs to write the sequel to Host, which is the only one of her things that I read about the alien parasite in the person. But let me tell you the book I have. I don't want to waste time here. We're running out. My book is by author Rashonda Tate. It's narrated well in a commercial narration from Bard that was adapted for Bard by Lynette R. Freeman. And the title is The Queen of Sugar Hill, a novel of Hattie McDaniel, DB1-19485. Many of you may not recognize the name Hattie McDaniel, but you will probably remember the role of Mammy in Gone with the Wind. This was the actress who portrayed her, who won an Academy Award in 1940 for Best Supporting Actress, the first African-American of either gender to be so honored. The book looks at the incredible trouble and treatment she received after becoming an Oscar winner. It did not generate piles of interesting roles for her. The studio kept wanting to put her in maids roles and menial roles, and she kept fighting. She would take some of them because she did have to eat. She, by doing that, incurred the ire of the NAACP, who could not stand the fact that she was demeaning the race, as they put it. The book mentions Walter White, who was 1/8 African-American, who was highly placed in the NAACP and who kept attacking her, as did many African-American newspapers. Walter Wright, in one scene in the book, points to Lena Horne, who was very fair complexioned herself, like White was, and said that was the new look, you know, that was the new modern sophisticated American Negro woman, which Hattie felt was a slap in the face because she, of course, was darker. It could possibly represent some of the complexities of race within the African-American community, the internalized racism that developed where the lighter you were, the possibly the better you were. I'm not an expert on that and can't speak to it. I would just point out that the book was very interesting, very of its time. There were scenes, like I said, with Lena Horne. There was a scene with the Reverend C.L. Franklin, who Hattie talked to at a convention, who mentioned his wife had just given birth to a daughter who they named Aretha. And I thought, you know, I thought that was really interesting. You know, some of the people who were mentioned, Clark Gable was an incredibly good friend of Miss McDaniel, and there are scenes with them interacting. So if you like that kind of book about old Hollywood and dealing with a character that many people don't know much about in Hattie McDaniel, you might find this book interesting. It does run over 15 hours, but as I said, it was well narrated. The narrator does interesting accents and voices and dramatizes things. So I would urge you, if you're interested in that, or if you have listened or read to Gone with the Wind or its sequel, several sequels, you might consider it. Again, it's the Queen of Sugar Hill, Sugar Hill being the neighborhood in Los Angeles where she was one of the first people to break the color line to move to.
Thanks.
Very good. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you very much, David.
I like old Hollywood, and I think I would like that book because, yeah, she was a pioneer and stuff. Like you said, the first African American to win an Oscar and stuff. So
they made her sit in the back of the ballroom, though. It was horrible. She couldn't even attend. She couldn't attend the premiere of Gone with the Wind. The Atlanta elite didn't want her there.
Big surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. Surprise. Is right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I remember her. I remember her well because she played Beulah on a radio series that was on for several years. There were different Beulahs, but she was really wonderful. I just, I really loved Patty.
She got criticized for that too.
Well, she always said that she could, you know, make $700 a week
playing a maid versus $7 being one.
Exactly. Which was a pretty good answer to everybody when they said that.
And she did try to get better roles, and she made them take the N-word out of Gone with the Wind, and she made them remove, I think she made them remove a scene with the KKK. She said change sometimes would come incrementally. You couldn't just beat people over the head and have it all change tomorrow, which was an interesting point.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
all right. We got
David, thank you.
Sure. We got three people left in about 10 minutes, so we need to scurry. I got area code 734 with your hand raised and your phone muted, but do you have anything you want to say? Is that Allison, maybe?
Yep. This is, and I'm unmuted now. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hey.
Okay. Hi. The book that I'm reading, it's called The Islander, My Life in Music and Beyond, and it's by Chris Blackwell. and I believe the DB number is DB109262. You may want to double check on that, Alan. And it's basically about Chris Blackwell's life. He starts out, I think he grows up in Jamaica or something like that. And then he goes on to some British school to study music. And during his school career, he got into some kind of trouble and he got kicked out of the British school. And he comes back to Jamaica and starts working with Bob Marley and some other people in the music industry. The other book that I am hoping to read by Barbara Hefke, she came out with a new book in the Guiding Emily series. It's called Down the Aisle. And so far it is a wonderful book, but I have not finished it. I have yet to finish it. So those are the two books for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Allison. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sally Rosenthal, looks like you swapped phones because you got a different area code now.
Yeah. I switched phones.
Okay.
I am recommending two books. The first book I haven't read because it's not published yet. It's coming out on Tuesday. I have it pre-ordered on Audible. But Scott Simon interviewed the author yesterday on morning on Weekend Edition. It's called My Beloved Monster, a memoir by Caleb Carr, C-A-L-E-B-C-A-R-R. Caleb Carr is a novelist, a military historian, lives in upstate New York, and he wanted a cat. So a good man, he went to an animal shelter, found a cat who was very, very affectionate, and the staff said, you're not leaving without that cat because he's attacked everybody who came in to adopt her, and he's attacked the staff, so you two get out. And they lived together for 17 years, and I can't wait to read the book on Audible when it comes out on Tuesday. And my second book, most of you know I have a very strong dislike of Jack Reacher, and I've been vocal about it. And someone in this group who shall remain nameless, Alan Lemley, said, you can't dislike something you haven't read. Mm-hmm. So to prove that point, he gave me the Audible book of Echo Burning, and I have to say, it was good. I liked it. Yes, there's violence, but it's very well written. There's a lot of acerbic and subtle British humor, which I love. So I'm going to go take my humble pie out of the oven and serve it with a side of crow. And, you know, I know there are a lot more books in the series to read, and I'll probably read more of them.
Wow, so. Sally, I'm proud of you. Awesome. Yeah.
I know. I was kind of backed into a corner, but, you know, very nicely. So, yeah.
Very nice. Yes. He has some good subtle humor in his books. Yep, he really does. Yeah. It's not all just about killing. But I'm gonna still say, Reacher never kills anybody that doesn't need killing. That's just the fact of the matter. So yeah. Anyway.
Well, he hurts people pretty badly sometimes. But
sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
Fall out of the ceiling. So it was good. That's all I have.
Two good books. It sounds like great. Thank you, Sally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Have I missed anybody? I think I'm last, unless I missed somebody. I think we got everybody. Speak up now if I missed you. Okay. I've got a quick book to discuss. For those that like science fiction, I came across this. I've got an Audible account. And, you know, I can't remember what Audible labels these things. But every now and then they have, like, free books that they give you, you know, when you're a subscribed member and stuff. And, they're not Audible originals, but they've got them tagged somehow. And this book came up. It's called Dispatcher, and it is available on Bard. I think it's like the first in a series of, there's like three books in it, but it's written by John Scalzi, S-C-A-L-Z-I.
Oh,
He's a good writer, and this is really just a novella. It's only like 2 hours and 20 minutes long, but it's narrated by Zachary Quinto, who I really like. Zachary Quinto is an actor, and he's the one that plays Spock in the later versions of Star Trek that have come to the movies and stuff. But he's an excellent narrator. But the whole premise of this, and I might give you the DB number real quick. It's 87045. The whole premise is this guy is a dispatcher, and that's a that's a type of profession. And what it is that this thing takes place in the future, and for some reason that nobody's figured out, people that get murdered are end up disappearing. They show up at wherever they live, still alive, naked, and so they hire these. They come up with this profession, and they're called dispatchers. And the whole purpose is to try to kill people that may be this particular character spends a lot of time in hospital operating rooms. And if the operation starts to go south, he can go in and dispatch the people to give them a second chance and stuff. So like I say, but he gets involved with there's a friend of his that's in trouble, and the books are really kind of, they're really interesting. I mean, and they're short. I mean, like I said, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes, but I really enjoyed it, and Zachary Quinto narrates all the ones on Audible. But I think this is the only one that Bard actually has, but it's the first one in the group, so you may want to give it a try and see if you like it. It was a good read, so that's it. Joni,
thank
over
you
to you.
Very much, and I'm glad that people came today, and you know, you're welcome to come and tell your friends. And as I said in the beginning, the next banquet is May 12th, and Tuesday we have World of Books, and Friday we have Novel Ideas.
Right.
And then I think that Michelle's Fictional and the New meets on May 3rd. And the history, I forget what date that is. I think it's the first
Joni,
Tuesday.
We have mystery book 2 weeks from tonight.
Oh, of course.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. You got to come to that one. That's your recommendation.
Because everyone's lying there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, right. Yes. But Worlds of Books we're discussing. Have you seen Louise Valles? And you need to read that if you haven't read it. It's a really good book.
It's a wonderful book.
It's wonderful. Deanna,
I think Rebecca's book group read it.
Yeah. Yes, we did. Yeah. And that's where I learned about it.
That was a good book, Alan. Very good. Yeah. And so is Randy's is good too. They're doing Inheritance by Nora Roberts. It's a fun one.
Right. Okay. That's good. That's Friday. Yep. So
yep.
And
I gotta run, guys. But Joni, good meeting.
But we're having grilled hamburgers at my brother's house tonight. So yeah,
I'm jealous.
Yeah. We'll let you go then.
All right, Alan. Thanks. See you Tuesday.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming. Everybody. Great discussion.
Yes, it was, and thanks everybody, and see you in all the other book clubs.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Great book club. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye.